This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Judge Ketanji Brown Jackson's Supreme Court nomination continues today in Washington. As Democrats praise Judge Jackson's record, Republicans are not making it easy for her. Senator Blackburn asked the judge to define a woman. Ms. Jackson said she couldn't, as she's not a biologist. Senator Josh Hawley, after pointing out her soft-on-crime stance, stated he can no longer support her nomination. It should be noted the Democrats can't put her on the Supreme Court without any Republican support because of their numbers in Washington. NATO Secretary Jens Stoltenberg spoke with reporters on Wednesday ahead of an emergency summit in Brussels, exactly 1 month after Russia's invasion of Ukraine.
We face a new reality for our security, so we must reset our deterrence and defense for the longer term. NATO leaders will reaffirm our support to Ukraine.
USA Radio News.
Hey, y'all, Jeff Foxworthy here. Now, if you've ever found yourself repeating the same thing over and over for 75 years, you might be Smokey Bear.
Only you can prevent wildfires.
That's why I'm filling in for Smokey to switch things up, because there's a lot more to say. And I should know, because my grandfather was a firefighter. And one of the things he taught me is that the people that love the outdoors the most are often the ones accidentally starting wildfires. Which means, always BYOB. No, bring your own bucket to the campfire. And be extra careful with things like burning yard trimmings. Don't just walk away, or chances are, you might be starting a wildfire. So for the love of the outdoors, go to SmokeyBear.com to learn more about wildfire prevention. Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
The computer chip shortage around the world has Intel Corporation taking the offensive stance.
Shutdowns of factories during the COVID-19 pandemic, combined with high demand and unstable supply chains, have created a global semiconductor chip shortage. CEO of Intel, Patrick Gelsinger, tells Fox Business that they're investing in manufacturing to combat the shortage.
We're not just going to manufacture chips for our purposes, but we're going to manufacture wafers for the industry as well and become a major U.S. Foundry supplier, opening the doors of our fabs wide and something that we think is essential.
From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
Madeleine Albright, a child refugee who fled the Nazis, then rose to power to become the first female U.S. Secretary of State. She died Wednesday of cancer. She was 84 years old. Albright was a central figure in President Bill Clinton's administration, cheering praise from both sides of the aisle. USA Radio News.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Prince William and Kate Middleton, during their official meeting with Jamaica Prime Minister Andrew Holness on Wednesday, was given Jamaica's intentions. Holness directly addressed the country's intention to break away from the British monarchy, referencing the anti-colonial protests that took place amid the couple's arrival in Jamaica on Tuesday. Holness is calling for the country to drop William's grandmother, Queen Elizabeth, as head of state. For the first time in American history, a Supreme Court nominee has been selected by the president based on skin tone and gender. Ketanji Brown Jackson is being questioned this week for the nation's highest court. Judge Jackson, questioned by Senator Blackburn on what the definition of a woman is, the nominee would not answer the question, saying she was not a biologist. Here's some of the exchange from Senator Josh Hawley on the soft-on-crime record.
Why didn't you apply the enhancements as they were asked for?
Senator, I've answered this question many times from many senators who've asked me, so I'll stand on what I've already said.
So you have nothing to add about why these crimes, why these images, in your view, do not signal an especially heinous or egregious child pornography offense.
Later in the day, Senator Hawley went on Fox News to say he can no longer support Judge Jackson's nomination.
Crimes against children, this is somebody who apologizes to the criminals. This is someone who has handed out one lenient sentence after another, especially when it comes to these child sex crimes. And frankly, this is somebody who I just can't support.
Lance Pry, USA Radio News.
Why have thousands of aspiring authors teamed up with Christian Faith Publishing to publish their book? Because Christian Faith Publishing is an author-friendly publisher who understands that your labor is more than just a book. We provide authors freedom and flexibility throughout the publishing process, professional book editing, award-winning design, and some of the highest royalty structures in the publishing industry. And as always, you will retain 100% of the rights to your book.
I was looking to find a company that I could trust, one that assisted in the editing process completely.
The most important qualities that I was looking for was a publisher who was honest and upfront. No hidden costs or fees and owning the rights to my own work.
Christian Faith Publishing will publish, market, and sell your books in all major bookstores, online booksellers, as well as specialty Christian bookstores. Call for your free author submission kit.
800-978-4811. 800-978-4811. 800-978-4811. That's 800-978-4811.
Back on track. Bill Martinez live.
That's our commitment. Get this country back on track, but we need help. All hands on deck. If we're going to straighten out this mess, if you think not, all you got to do is watch what's going on. I'm not just talking about Russia and Ukraine, but I'm talking about what's happening in this nomination process with this judge. I don't know about you, but I've had it with judges who come on and they're so disingenuous. As I was mentioning to Horace Cooper, the constitutional law professor and, you know, legal go-to, you know, expert, I said it really upsets me that when you go into court of law, these judges want you to tell the whole truth and nothing but. But yet when they come into our courtroom, you know, to be vetted, they're deceptive. You know, they're not forthcoming. They're disingenuous. I mean, what is going on here? I mean, this is the kind of standard that we have accommodated in our culture today. With us right now is Megan Barr, founder proprietor of ReaganBabe.com. Hey, Megan, are you as frustrated as I am about this, or am I just being a knucklehead here?
Oh, no. Actually, I would say that I'm beyond frustrated. I'm quite sickened, and I'm quite angry at the process, specifically when it comes to this specific judicial nominee, Jackson. She cannot define a woman.
Mm-hmm.
And as a woman, I take great offense to that, much like as a former collegiate athlete.
Yes.
I take great offense at a man putting on a wig and jumping in a pool and calling himself a woman and basically dominating and ruining women's sports. Where are the feminists now?
Yes.
What about this protect all women narrative that we heard? Certainly, Kavanaugh's hearing was a circus, and this is exactly what the Democrats wanted. And now this hearing is a different kind of circus because it's more serious. This hearing is going to affect judicial oversight, laws, our culture, and how women specifically are impacted and how children are impacted. Mm-hmm. I'm not a mother, but I certainly, I'm not a biologist, but I certainly know a dog, I certainly know a dog when I see it.
Right.
Or a veterinarian, I know a dog.
Mm-hmm.
So her excuse of not being a biologist, because so she can't give a definition of what is a woman, is not just frustrating, it's outrageous.
Well, she presented herself to be almost an originalist in that first day in that speech that she gave. And you're thinking, Oh, really? Okay, well, I know a little bit about your background, and I'm not quite connecting the dots here. Are you playing a game for me? Because this is what judges do. And I said I've long been frustrated, even at the local level, Megan, when you go to vote for a judge that's up for election, you have very little information and background about them. If you have, you know, if you're able to find out where they graduated and what kind of societies they've associated with, that'll give you a little bit of an indication if in fact they are an originalist or if they are from the left and activists in nature. And clearly, I mean, for her to say that she doesn't know about CRT, but she's on a school board and has even, you know, given a speech about CRT, it's like, wait a minute, quit lying. I mean, this is a, you know, you're here for a job interview. And when I conducted job interviews, you know, one of the critical questions that I had learned from a company I worked for was, you know, you ask them just a very innocent question like, when is it okay to tell a white lie? And you just listen to what people say. And that tells you a lot about their character, and it's quite revealing. And on many occasions, that would be the disqualifier, because if people felt like a white lie was okay, well, then what do you determine to be a white lie, right? And do you want that person in your organization influencing other people's, because lies beget lies, and they get more and more egregious along the way, don't they?
Well, right, if you can lie about the small stuff, what can't you lie about? Of course,
exactly.
You can lie about the big stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And the second part of this confirmation hearing process relates, and oh, by the way, before I get into that, one way that I always look at judges on the ballot is I do my research beforehand, and it doesn't take very long now that we have, you know, the Internet, et cetera.
Right.
Is you look at who has endorsed them and who has come out for them. So, for example, we have a judge here in Clark County that just gave a slap on the wrist when it came to bond to a woman who tried to murder a Tinder date or a Plenty of Fish date, like a dating app date.
Mm-hmm.
And he only gave her like a $60,000 bond, and she stabbed him twice in the neck, and it was in revenge for an Islamic terrorist. And so, mm-hmm. of course, that caught my eye. Rouhani, who was killed in a drone strike under President Trump, Soleimani.
Mm-hmm.
I looked at the judge, I Googled his name, and it turns out that the Democratic Party in Haram endorsed them. I'm like, well, there's one clue. Right,
right,
so
exactly.
I always, if you Google the judge's name, you can usually find out who has come out in support of him, and whether those are Democratic officials or Republican officials or parties, et cetera. My next point is, when it comes down to, unfortunately, we have to talk about this so early in the morning, is pedophilia.
Mm-hmm.
And this judge, Jackson, I'm not going to call her a woman or a female, because if she can't define it, then what is she?
Exactly.
The fact that she, every single time or a majority of the time, she gave a reduced sentence to men or women who were charged with carrying, downloading, distributing child pornography. Let me put it into some pretty raw terms here. When we're talking about child pornography, we are specifically talking about child rape.
Yes.
If this perpetrator, this alleged perpetrator with charges against him or her, comes before this judge, her claim is that, well, you can just click the computer and it, just in a minute you can download 30,000 images and, you know, within a minute, you know, you're going to be in possession of child pornography. Yes, exactly. That's how the Internet works, okay?
Right.
Just because you didn't print it out on paper or go have film developed, which takes a mighty long time, the Internet has actually created a more danger to children. And, you know, it's the same could be said with a gun. Well, I just pulled the trigger. It just took me 2 seconds to pull the trigger.
Right, exactly.
So we have this woman, or excuse me, this person who can't define a woman and who is now giving reduced sentences based on the fact that men or women are just downloading and maybe distributing within minutes huge terabytes in some cases of child rape. And in order to, and I actually was on an investigation into child pornography, and I had to leave the investigation because I was so disturbed by the imagery.
I bet.
It takes intent, it takes predation, it takes connections, and it takes access in order to get this type of filth. So there is premeditation involved.
Exactly.
In every single one of her cases, that she
We got to go to break. Let's pick it up from there. We got more from Megan Barth after
this. The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
If you're like most Americans, you're pretty much in disbelief with what's going on in the world. As we all know, global problems are having local consequences. Too many of them. And if the peanut butter really hits the fan, are you ready? Grocery store supply chains are only as strong as their weakest link. Don't wait for them to break. Now's the time to secure emergency food for everyone in your family. My Patriot Supply is America's largest preparedness company. Our specially packaged and delicious food stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. It'll be there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and pick up several emergency food kits. There are a dozen different sizes that average over 2,000 calories per day. Our food kits will ship quickly and discreetly to your door. Having food storage in your home beats government food lines hands down. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today and prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from wallofire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Wallofire.com.
Let's say your business does $10,000 to $15,000 or more monthly revenue. There are times when you need more cash flow to run your business, right? Well, if you're a business owner in this situation, you need to call the Merchant Funding Line. We don't play by bank rules. We're a direct lender with the power to approve deals. We look at your business and we decide how much money to lend you. Good credit or bad credit, even if your business was affected by the recent pandemic. If your business is solid, we can lend you up to $500,000 in one day. That's $500,000 in one day. Use the money for anything you think is right to run your business. If you need money, call now to learn how easy it is to get up to $500,000 in as little as one day. 800-296-1229. 800-296-1229. 800-296-1229. That's 800-296-1229. If you're 65 or older and Medicare is your main source of insurance, pay close attention right now and listen for details on how you may save thousands of dollars on your health care costs. Did you know that Medicare can pay for things like dental visits, home delivery of drugs, even a gym membership? Call us right now and learn how to unlock all your Medicare benefits. Medicare and supplemental plans that we provide can even offer you drug coverage with zero copays and pay for transportation to your doctors. Medicare plans can offer you wonderful money-saving benefits, but you've got to call now. We'll help you get the most out of your Medicare. Make this free, no-obligation call now. Save a ton of money on your health care costs and get the code to unlock all your earned Medicare benefits. Paid for by Senior Choice Plans. 800-796-3954. 800-796-3954. That's 800-796-3954.
With you 19 minutes after the top of the hour. Bill Martinez here. Megan Barth continues with us, founder and proprietor of BrighamBabe.com. You know, I like this this saying, this quote from Voltaire, who said, "Those who can make you believe absurdities can make you commit atrocities." I mean, that is the agency of today, not only here in America, but around the world, is these absurdities that are being pushed upon us, you know, by media outlets, social media, people who they say, oh, she's really an intelligent individual. So intelligent, she can't even tell you the definition of a woman. She can't even tell you when life begins. I mean, did you see that interchange with John Kennedy and her? I mean, he asked her, he goes, well, when does life begin? And she was like God's frozen chosen. She couldn't answer. She got totally stifled. I mean, these are things that we need to know about people, you know, applying or, you know, being nominated to go into the Supreme Court, that there would be an understanding of their philosophy and what they represent. But the left has said, well, how dare you ask that question? What do you mean? After all that you put Kavanaugh and Barrett Coney and, you know, and what was the third one that they went through? All of a sudden his name escapes me. But regardless, I mean, they put them all through all this questioning and meanness and everything like that. And then the Democrats come out and say, well, we're not going to have any of that, you know, trying to throw it on the Republicans as if they did it when it was them that were coming up with this stupid circus that they put us through. Oh, my goodness. I don't know. Megan, what do you say?
Should we ask her if she likes beer?
Yeah, exactly.
Where we're going? Should we ask her if she likes beer? Should we ask her about yearbook posts about flatulence?
If she was a conservative representative, they would ask her that. They would go back into her, her college exploits and what have you. Oh, yeah. I mean, you know, it's disgusting what they've done. And, of course, to the Republicans' credit, I think for the most part they've stayed on point, just asking these questions to understand who Ketanji Brown Jackson is and what kind of jurist she's going to be. And she misrepresented from the get-go. I mean, when you heard those opening statements in her her presentation on day one, it was like, oh, my goodness, she sounds like, you know, a born-again originalist or something, you know?
Yeah, and one of my favorite quotes you mentioned yours is, and I paraphrase, but it's that we must judge others on how they protect or don't protect the most vulnerable amongst us.
Yes.
And that comes down to with the protection of the defenseless, whether that's unborn children, animals, et cetera, the weakest of society, how the weakest of society is treated by a country or a populace. You can make a determination and judge and cast basically opinions upon that person or that country. And so we have this quote unquote progressive, which again is a euphemistic word. But we have this woman or non-woman who has been specifically chosen of all of the black women. Okay, that was important. Remember, he was only going to pick a black woman. Screw the Hispanics, the Asians, whatever. Only a black woman was Biden going to pick. And of all the black women, they chose this one. So any Republican that votes yay on this nomination should be primaried and should be run the hell out of office. Specifically when it comes down to all of those things you mentioned, but what really gets under my skin is her continued and consistent and chronic leniency given to child rapists or predators.
Well, and as you said, you got to call it for what it is. It's child rape. I mean, we're accommodating this. What is this going to infuse into the culture as if we don't have a bad enough situation dealing with it already? I mean, because, Megan, our southern border is wide open. We've got cultures that are coming into our country that this is all acceptable. This is what they grew up with. And here we are, we are untethered to any sense of morality, and now we've got a problem. Well, you can't judge them because the computer, you hit a button. Oh, you can't judge them because it's in their culture. You know, this is what they did back in their home country. I mean, forget the fact that they came here to America to enjoy all the constitutional benefits, and now we've been turned into a smorgasbord where, you know, if they like it, they can put up with it. If not, you know, they don't have to adhere to the rule of law.
Yeah, and on that, I'd love to get her take on honor killings.
Yes.
Well, are honor killings okay?
Mm-hmm.
Because it's part of their culture.
Yeah, I mean,
no, she's a threat.
Yeah.
She's not stupid. Mm-hmm. Very smart woman, or whatever she is. She's a threat. She's an absolute threat. And so, like I said, any Republican that votes yay, and it's probably going to be the same Republicans, you know, that vote yay and side with the Democrats. But even the Democrats, you know, where is Manchin? Where is Sinema?
Mm-hmm.
She really doesn't have to fly through this confirmation process if there are still Democrats left with a conscience.
Exactly. Well, the thing is also this repeated phrase that she's a smart woman. I don't buy that, Megan. I'm sorry. I don't buy it in as much as that. See, this is what happens, and people need to understand. When you become so ideologically fixed that you check in your intellect at the door, you're not so smart. Maybe you are smart in certain areas and perceived to be smart, but at the end of the day, when you can't define a woman, I mean, how smart are you? I mean,
well, it's interesting because she's playing to the radical base. But
right.
The radical base is not the majority of this country, and it's certainly not the majority of Congress.
Mm-hmm.
It might be the majority in the executive branch,
right.
but it's not a majority of Congress.
Right. But my point is,
Democrats believe that they have a mandate, and they simply do not have a mandate. When you look at really how many votes that Joe Biden got, you know, we got 80 million of the popular vote. We know he didn't.
No.
But when it comes down to the Electoral College and what decides these elections, he only won by tens of thousands of votes. I think it was like 12,000, something like that, 15,000. I don't have the number.
Somewhere in there,
That's not a mandate.
Yeah, no, exactly.
That's basically a rounding error.
Yeah, and to your point, the latest Rasmussen report indicates that over 60% of America is convinced that fraud took place in the 2020 elections. And meanwhile, Bill Barr and those on the left insist that this was a legitimate election, whereas they absolutely, their heads exploded when Donald Trump was elected. They invested $70,000 of our money, all the resources of elected officials, to chase after this boogeyman that proved to be worthless and buck naked, and Mueller could come up with nothing after all the band, 19 Democratic attorneys, most of which supported Hillary Clinton, and they could not come up with anything to indict Donald Trump with after Adam Schiff relentlessly told us that he saw Donald Trump was going to be in handcuffs and he was going to be perp walked right out of the White House. I mean, you know, this is so absurd what we've been exposed to. But yet, on the other hand, here we've got, you know, Hunter Biden's laptop, if we can take a little side road here, with all this heavy evidence that, you know, puts the Biden family, puts Joe Biden's administration in jeopardy. And now the very thing that you and I talked about years ago is starting to come to the forefront. See, this is the power of the truth, Megan. This is why you and I are so vested in the truth, because it will come out eventually, though you and I have been talked down saying, oh, you know, how can you say that it wasn't a legitimate election? I said, well, because I can't say it was.
Right, and it was $70 million that the Democrats spent on the investigation. I think you said $70,000, which...
But I meant $70 million. I'm sorry.
$70 million and years of the narrative that the election was stolen in 2016. So the Russians concealed the election in 2016. All the laws were changed as far as electioneering and election balloting in 2020 because of the pandemic. But that somehow is okay. I don't understand, but that's the Democrats, of course. Just, you know, they scream squirrel, look over here. The Russians did it. And that narrative divided this country.
Yeah.
It created a voter suppression, if you will.
Well, without a doubt.
Because people did not trust the 2016 election. Now people didn't trust the 2020 election. And there are, if you recall, the narrative was...
10 seconds left. Go ahead.
Okay. There was no voter fraud. It was a myth. Voter fraud is uncommon. Oh, there's not widespread voter fraud. So do you see how the narrative changed?
Paying off your 30-year mortgage in half the time? Network Capital is offering a low 15-year fixed rate at 2.75% with a 2.94 APR. Take advantage of a lower rate with half the payments. If you're looking to lower your interest rate, pay your home off sooner, or pull out some cash, don't miss this opportunity. You'll never have to worry about refinancing again with rates this low. Our 15-year fixed rate is 2.75% with a 2.94 APR. It's not often to get such an amazing second chance to refinance and forget it. That's a 15-year fix at 2.75% with a 2.94 APR. Network Capital has experts standing by right now to help. Call 800-500-1-HIT. 800-500-1-HIT. As in home run. Call now and save big on your refi. 800-500-1-HIT. 800-500-1448.
NMLS ID 11712. Not licensed in all states. Visit NMLSConsumerAccess.org. Licensed by the California Department of Financial Protection and Innovation under the Financing Law. Number 603-787. An Equal Opportunity Lender. Rates subject to change and may not be available at rate lock. Discount points may apply. Subject to credit approval. Call 800-500-1448 for additional cost information.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Judge Ketanji Brown Jackson's Supreme Court nomination continues today in Washington. As Democrats praise Judge Jackson's record, Republicans are not making it easy for her. Senator Blackburn asked the judge to define a woman. Ms. Jackson said she couldn't, as she's not a biologist. Senator Josh Hawley, after pointing out her soft-on-crime stance, stated he can no longer support her nomination. It should be noted the Democrats can't put her on the Supreme Court without any Republican support because of their numbers in Washington. NATO Secretary Jens Stoltenberg spoke with reporters on Wednesday ahead of an emergency summit in Brussels, exactly 1 month after Russia's invasion of Ukraine.
We face a new reality for our security, so we must reset our deterrence and defense for the longer term. NATO leaders will reaffirm our support to Ukraine.
USA Radio News.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
This is the Independent Health and Lifestyle News Network.
Well, look, if you want to travel somewhere different, the alternative getaway that you've been imagining is closer than you think. Visiting Prince Edward Island, 3 scenic coastal drives is a perfect way to explore Atlantic Canada off the beaten track. With over 45 harbors scattered throughout the jagged coastline, colorful fishing villages, lighthouses, antique shops, and restaurants serving up the freshest island cuisine, there will always be reasons to stop and explore. And with us to tell more about it is Isabel McDougall. She's the media relations officer for tourism with Prince Edward Island. Isabel, good to be talking with you. I'm excited to hear about PEI because we've got to get this on our list.
Thanks, Bill. Thanks for having me on the show.
Okay, so tell us about just a general overview. I think I just touched on, 45 harbors scattered throughout this jagged coastline. I mean, there is a lot to explore and appreciate here at PEI, right?
There is. And for anyone who's not familiar with Prince Edward Island, we're located off Canada's eastern coast in the Gulf of St. Lawrence. We're Canada's smallest province in both landmass and population. And we're known for our iconic jagged red cliffs, beaches, friendly people, Anne of Green Gables, and, of course, our thriving culinary scene.
So if you have any unfriendly people, you just throw them off the cliff, right? You just get out of here. We're going to come to you. We only have friendly people here at PEI. That's part of the...
We only have friendly people here.
Yeah, that is awesome. Let's talk about Canada's Food Island.
Sure. When it comes to food, Prince Edward Island punch is way above our weight in the culinary scene. We're actually known as Canada's Food Island. Some people also refer to us as the Million Acre Farm or the Garden of the Gulf. Our main industries are farming, fishing, and tourism, so culinary tourism is a really easy fit for us. Just to give you an example, our island produces millions of pounds of oysters, mussels, lobster. Most high-end seafood restaurants in the U.S. would serve our Maltec oysters or the PEI blue mussels. We're the bluefin tuna capital of the world, and that's just seafood. We have potatoes, hundreds of family-run small farms, microbreweries, cideries. We have small businesses making artisanal cheese or sea salt or black garlic. And we're also home to the Culinary Institute of Canada, so we have a lot of great chefs, too.
This is not fair. You're making me too hungry here, you know. Let's talk about beaches. Amazing. 90 beaches at PEI?
Yes, we actually have 90 beaches just in the eastern end of the island. So the island, the southern part of the island has mostly red sand beaches, and the north has our iconic sand dunes, the PEI National Park. We're a very popular vacation destination for Canadians. About 8% of our visitors come from the U.S., so we don't have a lot of U.S. visitors, but we are a very popular summer destination for Canadians to come up and hang out at the beach. Our waters are actually the warmest north of the Carolinas. I think most Americans are surprised to learn this, that they think of Canadian waters as cold. But because of the Gulf Stream bringing in warm water and our shallow bays, we actually have waters around 70 degrees in the summertime, so it's great for kayaking, stand-up paddleboarding, kite surfing, basically any on-the-water activities.
Wow. I'll tell you, this is exciting. We've got to wrap it up, Isabel McDougall. Thank you so much for being with us. Tell everybody where they can go to be in the flow of the know and get all the information about Prince Edward Island.
They can find any information at tourismpei.com. And they can meet with Visitor Information Center staff there, and they can answer questions about planning their trip.
She works in media relations for tourism at PEI, Isabel McDougall. Thank you for being with us. You know, type 2 diabetes is more common than ever and can lead to serious health complications, but research by Dr. Neil Barnett shows that simple food changes can reduce the need for medications and sometimes make all signs of diabetes disappear. Now he's here to show us how to put those findings to work in his new book, Your Body in Balance, The New Science of Food, Hormones, and Health. Now, in this book, he shares the science of how foods can control not just insulin, but other hormones, too. Dr. Barnett, good to be talking with you. How are you, sir?
Fine, thank you. Great to be with you today.
Well, what causes type 2 diabetes?
Well, the answer came from a new technology called magnetic resonance spectroscopy. We're looking in your body. We're not looking at a twisted ankle, but we're looking at inside the cells with magnetic resonance technology. And it turns out that what causes type 2 diabetes is microscopic fat particles that build up inside the muscle and liver cells. And what that means is, let's see, I eat a ham sandwich. And the mayonnaise and the cheese and the ham all have fat in it, and the fat gets into your muscle cells. And when that happens, the muscles can no longer function normally. The insulin that normally allows sugar to get into the cell doesn't work anymore. So once the fat builds up in the muscle cells, builds up in the liver cells, now glucose, sugar, can't get into that cell anymore. The glucose builds up in the blood, and the doctor says, you've got diabetes. Mistakenly thought diabetes came from eating the sugar, eating bread or potatoes that would digest to release sugar, but that was never the cause. The cause starts out apparently as the buildup of fat particles inside the muscle and liver cells that stops the sugar getting out of the blood into the.
So was this kind of a real light bulb moment for you when all of a sudden you're able to look into the cell at this level and you see this and all of a sudden light bulbs start flashing, right?
Yes, because the light bulb, like I got to tell you, on a personal note, I grew up in North Dakota. My father was a diabetes expert for the town, medicine doctor who treated everybody with diabetes. Never once did I hear my father say diabetes could get better or go away. Finally, that's what we have. a person now in this year can put this to use to improve their diabetes and in some cases actually get rid of diabetes. We didn't think was possible a generation ago.
Exactly.
Don't get me wrong. Don't cancel your doctor's appointment. But what we do is we make diet changes that get the fat out of the muscles. And we've shown that we can do that as well. This is not belly fat. These are microscopic fat particles inside your muscle cells, inside your liver cells. They can go away if you change your diet enough. And that's what we found, that people who had diabetes for years, it can improve, sometimes even go away.
So it's almost realistic to say that diabetes can't go away.
Yes, it is realistic. Yeah. When I have to say, when I first saw this, I was stunned. There was one of our first research participants had been a policeman here in Washington, D.C. for many years. He was way overweight, and his A1C, which is the diabetes test that we use, off the scale really bad. But we wanted to get the fat out of his cells. So what we did is we took the animal products out of his diet. So if he was eating meat chili, filled with animal fat, we said have bean chili, for example. If you're having ground beef on your spaghetti, have tomato sauce. We got the fat out. And as time went on, yes, he lost weight, and he improved and improved and improved, but his blood sugar levels returned not just down to pre-diabetes levels, but totally normal levels, like the level a 16-year-old
wow.
kid would have.
That's
so
amazing.
I had never seen this before. I wanted to cry. I thought, you know, to be able to actually have diabetes go away was miraculous. Since then, though, we've seen this in thousands of people. So don't get me wrong. There are some people, if they've had diabetes for many years, they'll improve, but they may not get off their medicine. But for some people, the diabetes improves so much that your doctor would never know you even had diabetes.
Well, Dr. Barnard, we've got less than a minute left here. How about some more recommendations for a healthy diet and tell people where they can get a copy of your book, Your Body in Balance?
Thank you. The healthiest diet has vegetables and fruits and whole grains right up front and avoids the animal products, the meat, the chicken, the fish, the greasy foods, the cheese. Get away from that stuff. Your Body in Balance has healthier recipes for you that won't just tackle diabetes, but hot flashes, thyroid problems, all the things where our hormones are misfiring. So that's what Your Body in Balance is all about.
Excellent. Dr. Neil Barnard, adjunct professor of medicine at the George Washington University School of Medicine in Washington, D.C., and your book, we'll have it linked on our website at BillMartinezShow.com, and I imagine it's also available at all the usual places, right? Your Body in Balance?
Your Body in Balance is on Amazon and Barnes & Noble and everywhere. And if there is a surviving bookstore in your neighborhood, they would appreciate your business, too. You'll see it also at our website, which is PCRM.org. It's called Your Body in Balance. I hope people will out and share it with somebody they love.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control of your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank accounts, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problem now by calling the experts at U.S. Tax Shield and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. U.S. Tax Shield offers a price protection guaranteed quote to get you protected today. U.S. Tax Shield is A-plus rated with the Better Business Bureau, so call now. 800-536-4436. That's 800-536-4436. U.S. Tax Shield. 800-536-4436.
Nobody wants to get ripped off, broken into, or robbed, but nobody wants to pay a lot of money to have their home protected either.
I've got an offer to tell you about to provide home security for your home for less than a dollar a day. For real, with no installation or equipment charges. And this is from a company rated number one by a leading consumer research company. According to the facts, most of you won't even call unless there's a burglary in your neighborhood or something bad happened. So let's give you a reason. Save money. For less than a dollar a day with no other costs, you can get your home secured. Plus, get a lifetime equipment replacement warranty. You need protection for your home. Call the Home Security Hotline right now.
800-755-7921. 800-755-7921. 800-755-7921. That's 800-755-7921.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
No matter how large or small your digging project may be, no matter how urban or rural, you must always call 811 before any digging project. 811 is our national one-call number, alerting your local utility companies to come out and mark any lines they have near your dig site. So before you do this or this, make sure you do this. For digging projects big or small, make the call to 811, brought to you by Common Ground Alliance.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Right here, right now, Bill Martinez.
We're back with the America, 14 minutes before the top of the hour. You know it's all about Hollywood and entertainment from a biblical worldview. And we've got the host of Movie Guide TV, Evie Bear Carroll, is back with us. She always makes my day, along with her father. It's always good fun. I love the Bear family, I got to tell you. Can I say that? Is that all right?
Well, thank you so much. We enjoy being on the show.
Well, let's talk about some movie reviews. Rescued by Ruby. Tell us about this.
Yeah, so this one's on Netflix, and it's a nice one because it's very positive. We've given it a very positive review, meaning that, you know, plus two means that almost all audiences could see this movie. And what a nice concept to have a movie that's extremely wholesome, right?
Yes.
Without a canine officer who is adopting a shelter dog named Ruby. This movie called Rescue by Ruby, and so it's all about his, you know, training this dog. He's a rambunctious doggy, and he's bringing stress to the family because he's ripping apart things and chewing. Well, if you've ever had a dog, you know just how this is. I have a puppy right now who's six months, and my puppy's already 100 pounds because he's a huge dog. You know, but this is fun to watch. It's a very wholesome movie. It's good for the whole family, and it has a strong moral worldview.
What's the lesson here?
The lesson here is, you know, protecting family. It's all about family and marriage. It actually shows a good marriage. And so there's also some comments on God and God's providence. And so there's some really good, you know, elements to this movie.
Excellent. So Rescued by Ruby. The next one, I love this, Man of God. Tell me it's good.
Man of God. Yes, so Man of God, it's actually a Fathom event, and so it's going to be out next Monday as a Fathom event, and, you know, it's a little bit of a heavier movie, probably teenagers and above, and what it is, it's about a saint, a Greek Orthodox bishop who's been, he goes up to the people who are making all the decisions, because, you know, there's a lot of you know, there's kind of a bureaucracy in this situation. And so they say, we're kicking you out because you're helping the needy and you're hanging around the, you know, the lowly and you're hanging around the people who are really down and out, right? And so we're going to kick you out.
It's kind of like what they told Jesus, right?
Yes, and so he's exiled, and he lives in poverty because he's lost everything. He's been kicked out of the church for doing these, you know, acts of service. But he just keeps doing it, and he keeps loving on people, and he keeps, you know, helping other people. And in turn, he becomes, you know, a great man of the church. And eventually, you know, he's taken back. And you know, it's his story. So it's a very interesting story. It's a Greek Orthodox bishop and of Greece. So it's an interesting story for sure.
Yeah, Evie, who produced this?
This is produced actually internationally. It was produced by a bunch of, you know, Greeks, and they came to our office actually, and it did very well in Europe as in the theaters. And now they've brought it to the States to do this Fathom event. And so, you know, it's kind of interesting, the whole, you know, Greek Orthodox theology.
Yes.
That is a very interesting thing, but obviously it, you know, it talks about giving to the poor and helping those in need, and those are always good themes to think about.
Right. I mean, those are, you know, the principles that we would all hope to live up to, Christian, Greek, whatever. I mean, anybody who claims to follow God and follow Jesus, you know, this is what I said, that, you know, his story, Bishop Nectarios, I hope I'm saying that correctly, his story is so similar to that of Jesus. I mean, here he is. He's doing good works to the lowly and the downtrodden, people that, you know, the normal class of society would have nothing to do with. They've marginalized. But, you know, as we know in the story of Jesus, you know, he brought them into the fold as he told the Pharisees. He's, you know, because they said, why are you spending time with them? He says, well, I'm here to heal the sick, you know, and people who are open to the word of God, not those who are self-righteous and think that somehow they've already earned their way to heaven. Right.
Exactly. He, you know, Jesus did it in an unorthodox way, and certainly this this man Nikita. Yes, we're probably saying his name wrong. Okay, don't quote me on his name.
Right.
But it is what that's what we're called. We're called to reach out to the people who are in need, the people who are, you know, who have had a drug addiction. We're supposed to help those people get out of that. We're supposed to help the people who are having different addictions in life that could plague so many, and tell them about the good news of Jesus Christ. And so this is a good reminder.
Exactly. After all, when we have been blessed with the gospel of hope, it behooves us to share the good news of the gospel so that others would have hope. I mean, you know, this is what breaks my heart, Evie, sometimes when you see, like, for example, the suicide rate has been escalating, you know, amongst young kids. Of course, we've had military suicides, and that's not to mean, oh, just because they've always been there, they always will be, and that it matters less. No, it matters as much as it matters to God, which is most important, and we're called to be that light of hope, you know, to be his image bearers, to help people and give them a lifeline so that they can fulfill their designated, you know, their designated purpose as children of God, are we not?
Exactly. And I think a lot of the, you know, it is very sad what's happening in the younger people nowadays. And I feel like it's because a lot of the reason is because they've removed Christianity from the schools, and they don't have the direction that Jesus gives us. You know, the Bible gives us direction on how to live our lives. And it's just a very, you know, open void that they have of who am I? You know, what's my identity? Where do I go? Where do I look? What steps do I take? And, you know, the Bible provides that, but they have never been given the resource of the Bible or the resource of Christianity and what it truly means, you know. And
without
how
a doubt.
I do feel for the younger, you know, younger people today's day, because they're just not given that direction.
And we're reminded of Jesus' great commission that he gave to his church, and we are his church. So it's up to us to be those carriers, those light bearers
you know, of hope and love and peace. Man of God, you said a Fathom event. It'll be at theaters, selected theaters, what, next week? Remind everybody.
Yes, next Monday, March 28th. So people can look, you know, you can look at your local theater and see if they have it. It's kind of fun to go to those Fathom events because it's...
Oh, they are. And, exactly. You know. Yeah. And it's good fun, and I'm glad that a lot of theaters are opened up again post-COVID, and, you know, we're able to enjoy the big screen one more time. I want to talk about an article here that Movie Guide has presented regarding Disney's bow to LGBT's agenda. Break that down for us.
Well, what happened was is the bill in Florida was up for contention, and a lot of the people were, you know, there's different images.
Misnamed, by the way, I'm sorry to interrupt you, that don't say gay bill. I mean, that was all part of this faux narrative that's been put out there. It mentions nothing of the sort. But, again, this is what liberals do. They present... you know, they present, you know, policy in such a way. Right, exactly. Right.
And so this is a situation where they present misinformation that, you know, certainly they've said that we had misinformation. But, you know, this is an instance that they presented misinformation. So anyways, Disney had said, oh, we're going to there was an email that came out to all the Disney employees saying we're going to limit our, you know, LGBTQ content in our movies. We don't want any same-sex stuff because of this bill coming out. And so that was an email that went to all the staffers of Disney, but then the staffers outed the email and told everybody about the email. And so now they are going to include it into the Buzz Lightyear movie. You know, we haven't seen the Buzz Lightyear movie, so we'll have to see it and report back to you guys when we do see it.
You don't know exactly what it's going to involve, you know, in terms of the things that would promote the LGBTQ agenda, right?
No, but they have said that they want to, you know, then they suddenly donated a large amount, and they have said that they want to include it now, and they have taken back their email, basically, that said that they were going to limit the stuff. They're now going to not limit the content.
Well,
what we have to say about that, there's a big audience out there that is, you know, there's 150 million people that go to church every week. There's a big audience that they would potentially be missing with their content. And certainly, you know, younger, you know, I've got a four-year-old, and that's, I don't even talk about any sort of thing related to, you know, orientation, because that's not her age. That's something that she shouldn't be even thinking about at this time period of her life.
Yeah, imagine. How dare you apply common sense and reasoning? That's that's so quite novel of you. So, great. Yeah, that's, you know, and I think the injury that this will have to their franchise, they'll have to see it after the fact, and we'll see what happens. I mean, and if this will hurt their brand in such a way that people will stop going to everything that's associated with Disney, they'll just say, look, I just soon have my dollars support things that are more wholesome. Got about 30 seconds left. Real quick, the Critics' Choice Awards, we got a tongue-tied director. Boy, really had a tough time there, huh?
Well, she was saying against Venus and Serena Williams that this director that won for the biggest award, that she was playing against the guys, and Venus and Serena have not played against the guys.
Well, and you can read all about it at Movie Guide. The website is, Evie?
MovieGuide.org.
She is all about Hollywood and entertainment from a biblical worldview with the host of Movie Guide TV, Evie Bear Carroll, has been with us. Thank you, Evie. God bless. Appreciate it. Take care.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Do the letter.